WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
Hey, the light, yes, the on-air light is burnt out.
Yes.
So we are on the air. Now, nobody listening even knows what I mean by that. We have our team so well trained that they look for the on-air light to be on so they don't say anything they don't need to say.
Like we just
right?
did.
Right? Yeah. Or like sometimes during prayer and share when I'm really tired, I'll yawn and stretch and I'll forget we're on the air and all these horrible sounds go out. Anyway, welcome to A Biblical Response. I'm David Francoeur, kind of a moderator here, and I'm blessed to have a wonderful team that I work with, and they work with me, and occasionally Keith brings in donuts, which improves everybody's, except for those that aren't eating donuts, in which case we'll have to support you. And
yeah, please
and
support me.
Yeah, right.
People call if you shouldn't eat as much sugar as we do right. here. Support me.
Hey, well, it gets digested. Anyway, introduce the team. Keith Masters, good morning, bro.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Fantastic. I just love to be here. It's great. God's doing a great work.
Amen.
In this ministry here, and I think even especially today. Stephanie Jacobson, hey, down there.
I'm here, yes, yeah. And welcome to all that are listening today.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Welcome. Yes, listeners, and you'll have an invitation to call in at a certain point in the program if you have a comment or a question about what we're talking about. And then Ann Limhoko, again, last but not least. You know what I'm saying?
Good morning. I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest, so I have to work through. In fact, it does go. I did introduce by age from the oldest to the youngest. Isn't that amazing?
I don't think it was purposeful, but yeah.
No, it's not purposeful. It has to be where you all sit. And,
yep.
You know, as much as my aged eyes can see as I look around the table.
Yeah, because I'm way down here. I'm way
Sorry.
Down here.
I
can barely see y'all.
Well, I get criticized all the time for referring to myself as old. I'm really not old, you know, because my body's been around for a while.
Exactly.
Excuse me. So anyway, I'm going to shift over to Ann, who's going to introduce our topic. But what's in the news? The Cracker Barrel rebranding that's going on. And that's the touch point. But there's a lot going on beneath all of that. And it's good to pay attention to that. And that's just one of many things going on in the world of woke. So having said that, Ann, would you lead us?
The world of woke.
The world, yeah.
There's a lot happening in the world of woke.
Yes.
But it's interesting because when we met yesterday as a team, Stephanie mentioned that we should do something more lighthearted. So
I don't know.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Lighthearted.
So I brought up the Cracker Barrel issue. But as I dug into the story,
yeah.
and I was up late digging, and I'm a night
she
person,
was.
So that's normal for me.
Yeah.
It just got heavier and heavier. Because
yeah.
it opens up.
I did the same thing, Anna. I'm like, oh, dear, this was not light.
It opens up the themes of diversity, equity,
yeah.
and inclusion, mm-hmm. gender theology. It opens up so many more heavy areas. So mm-hmm. even though this is supposed to be starting as kind of lighthearted, it's kind of serious. So, yes, as David mentioned, we're talking about the rebranding of Cracker Barrel. And the restaurant chain actually has been declining in its number of visitors, attracting 16% less traffic last year than in 2019. So their numbers are going down. And they're also receiving less than average marks on their food, value, experience, convenience. So as a result, president and CEO, her name is Julie Fels-Massino. She was brought in July 2023, so what, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
to lead. And this is a rebranding effort that's over 3 years and is at a cost of $700 million. And they want to make Cracker Barrel more relevant,
mm-hmm.
right? Keith is looking at me like, really? No. More relevant.
That's a hidden word there,
to
right there.
More relevant.
Exactly.
To whom?
That those are their words.
That's
they want to make
word.
It. And to attract new customers. So, what does that say about okay. the customers who they've been attracting for 55 years? So I just want to talk a little about Cracker Barrel because I'm sure many of our listeners know and are familiar with Cracker Barrel. But to me, it's a whole country experience provided when you go there. Mm. When you go there and you walk up to its front doors, you are greeted with their iconic rocking chairs, which I sit in. Mm-hmm. I've sat in many times. And once you step inside, you're in the middle of a gift shop. And they got the cutest things there. I've done
they
a lot of shopping
some,
there.
I go there sometimes just yeah. to buy a gift.
Yeah. Keith is like, oh boy, with all these women.
Well, yeah. it's true though.
And then they have candy from when I was a kid, even Taffy. Before I was.
There yeah, you go. There. Now he's involved.
Now Keith is talking.
Now we've got the sugar going.
but then once your name is called and your hostess is walking you to your table, then you can enjoy all the. It's uniquely decorated interior wooden walls, and then they feature authentic Americana artifacts. Are you guys aware of that when you go in there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's like tools, signs, and portraits. And then once you sit down, you could play their famous peg game, which they actually changed the wording of the peg game
they
to make you feel
well.
To
so
make you feel like
feel bad.
Not bad that you lose, which is me because I can never I can never have just one peg remaining
everybody
for as many
gets
times.
A trophy.
Every right.
Exactly.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Just for showing up.
And your experience
which
does
is
it,
wrong.
Yeah.
Which is wrong because not everybody does get a trophy.
Exactly. So your experience doesn't end there. They're known for their home-cooked southern food, right? Their biscuits and their pancakes, mm-hmm. their mashed potatoes. But honestly, I'm going to admit, and I think Stephanie said it before also, I have stopped going there because the quality of their food has gone down.
Yeah.
That's only the reason.
Sorry,
that's the only
I'm
reason.
I'm not a fan, mm-hmm. but it's okay. Not everybody has to be a fan, right?
Yeah. But what is happening to Cracker Barrel, and it's been all over social media the last week, has not only affected me, but thousands and maybe more have gone to social media to express its anger at Cracker Barrel's recent rebranding. Mm-hmm. It's been something that's captured the headlines. And just so you know, Cracker Barrel was founded in Lebanon, Tennessee in 1969. Mm. So it's been around. And it was initially a combination restaurant, gift shop, and gas station. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. And it's named after the 19th century country store tradition of gathering around a barrel of soda crackers to socialize. Mm. Mm-hmm. Can there be anything more American than that, right? Mm. I think it's a great, great, great brand.
Yeah, the man.
Unfortunately, I think the food has gone down, but the branding is to me is good.
The man they took off the barrel was an actual human being. Mm-hmm. He was
Uncle
not
Herschel.
Just a. Yep, he was yeah. the uncle, I think, of the person
founder.
That founded mm-hmm. it. So,
but
yeah, he's gone.
But on August 19th, which was...
Wait, he was the founder? I didn't know that.
No, he was the uncle of the founder.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what Stephanie is talking about is on August 19th, Cracker Barrel announced changes to its logo that has made so many people mad. They made changes to their menu and their decor. And frankly, I do not know what they were thinking. So what Stephanie was talking about is they eliminated the image of Uncle Herschel.
Sorry, I kind of...
You went ahead, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
Uncle Herschel is the real-life uncle of Cracker Barrel founder Dan mm-hmm. Evans. He's a farmer in overalls. And they also got rid of the Cracker Barrel, the image of the Cracker Barrel mm-hmm. on this logo. And now it's minimalistic. And it went from this iconic folksy logo to something so minimal and modern. Mm. That's not Cracker Barrel.
No.
It's sterile.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. very sterile.
That's a great word for it.
You know, it
that
says,
is a good word for it.
It says Old Country Store underneath, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. Old Country Store. So
yep.
That's gone. You know, my mother-in-law is a lover of Cracker Barrel. And I'm wondering what she thinks about this whole entire thing.
Yeah.
You should have called her last night and found out.
I know she's not doing well physically, so right, Keith?
No, we're praying for her.
Oh, yeah.
We're praying for
so,
her. And, I don't know. I don't know if she would go to Cracker Barrel now under those circumstances, but she's a lover of Cracker Barrel.
Well, let's
so
see if
I don't know what she's thinking about.
But after this online backlash, they lost 9% in their stock price. Which accounted to nearly $100 million in market value. So this is what Cracker Barrel released yesterday. It took them like 7 days to finally make a statement. And the statement is not even a good apology. If the last few days have shown us anything, It's how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel, the company said. We're truly grateful for your heartfelt voices. You've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who will always be.
Ooh.
So if that's what that minimalist logo is, sharing who you are, you don't even know your own company.
Well, they even spun the words on that because the beginning of that apology was not an apology.
Yeah, I don't even know if I should call it an apology, but you would think that they would apologize to a fan base that loves them.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fan base. And you know what? We didn't even touch on that because we know that Americana is the fan base that goes there to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what she said, she's
tradition.
It's tradition. And she's tying the Americana fan base to the mega market. The MAGA market. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And what did she say? She said that she doesn't care, that MAGA doesn't have to eat here. She said the CEO of Cracker Barrel said that MAGA doesn't have to eat here. So if you're a MAGA supporter, this is what she's telling you. You don't have to come here and eat if you don't like our new brand change.
Well, it takes it to a different level when we disparage against
a group of people.
And it's interesting how, and you were talking about you know, we're seeing the outward sign of maybe what's been going on for a longer period
inwardly,
of time.
Yes.
And some of this, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but but that's it might interest our listeners that this has been going on a lot longer underneath the Cracker Barrel logo.
Rebranding.
Rebranding for a long time. And we don't ever see, I don't know about you all, but I think that when we see something on the surface, there's something brewing underneath that's been there a lot longer than we know about. And it's dangerous, and that's why we have to keep our eyes and our ears on the Lord to be watching and careful. And you know, rebranding, and David was saying this before we got on air, rebranding is not a bad thing. I mean, we can rebrand.
It happens all the time.
Lots of things. And renew and you know, reorganize and all of those things. And businesses have done that for many, many years. But as you look into this particular one, and I think it happens on different levels for in different companies, sometimes they don't bring it out in their branding. They just do it.
Yes.
And you don't see the rebrandings. But this one has definitely brought it, Cracker Barrel has definitely brought it out into the open. It's not hidden. They're not really apologizing for anything. You know, they're going to try to recoup what they've lost so far, I'm sure, by being, I don't know, maybe trying to apologize or maybe just keep going and not care. So I don't know what that looks like if going back. I don't know if you can.
Well, she said that Cracker Barrel said, and I heard this from one of the news stations, but Cracker Barrel said that they admit that they made a mistake with the rebranding, but the logo is going to stay the way it is. So they're admitting to their mistake from the outcry, and now the outcry is being pretty much tossed aside as they don't care about Cracker Barrel saying that they made a mistake because nothing's going to change from it. They're still going forward with their idealism of sterility in the store.
Well, yeah. So basically, this leads us to ask, and we want to open our phones up allegedly like later on, right? Like, because I want to hear from we want to hear. But is this company really just trying to attract new customers, or do you think there is an ulterior motive to its rebranding? So,
is there a larger motive related to this?
Yes.
In American culture.
You know, the question that I have is, they're changing and they're going under the table for DEI is pretty much what we're saying that they're doing because of how sterile they're going, right? And this is an old country store that runs through America, right?
Small towns,
right? And the love of country food.
Mm-hmm.
And they're catering to say Los Angeles, and they're catering to New York City, and they're catering to that voice instead of catering to the country from where they came. So they're changing who they're listening to.
It's very sad. And I think you mentioned DEI, Keith.
Yes.
So
I did.
First of all, I think we have to introduce a word called woke, which I don't know if a lot of our listeners know, but it's been accused all over the internet that this store is becoming woke. So how would we define woke, first of all, for our listeners? Stephanie, I know that you had a good.
I looked it up.
Yep. Yeah.
It says the term woke in relation to brands typically refers to companies that adopt inclusive marketing strategies mm-hmm. or support social justice causes, particularly regarding LGBTQ+ or diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is DEI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that essentially is targeting marketing strategies and inclusive marketing strategies is what we're talking about here, and support social justice causes. And one of the things that I learned as I was digging last night mm-hmm. was how many years this has been going on in Cracker Barrel, and I don't think that people really understand. I didn't understand. I mean, it. I looked up a man who's by the name is Robbie Starbuck, and I mean,
conservative activist,
very conservative activist. Yes. Yeah. And you can go online and see a lot of his YouTube and different videos that he's put up. But he said, "Welcome to Brand Destruction 101. He said that Cracker Barrel has funded all ages of Pride events for many years, like Nashville Pride and Third River City Pride. Mm. They've worked with a group called Conexion Americas as part of their DEI efforts. And this group helps illegal immigrants, providing them lawyers, and executive director opposes director opposes the President Trump's deportations. There's just a lot. I could read. There's like 10 more bullet points here. It sickened me. It sickened me because this is the stuff that's going on underneath mm-hmm. that we don't see on the top until it comes out. And I think that's just why we have to be aware.
Yes,
it's
as Christians.
Not even, yeah, it's not even that we're throwing stones at these people. It's and this you know, business. I don't ever want someone to fail as far as mm-hmm. you know what they're doing, but. As a Christian, I have to look and see what are their motives underneath. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't think about that when I'm going in to eat a mashed potatoes and, you know.
But they're the ones who put it front and center, right?
Yeah. Yes. It was definitely put in our faces on this, for sure.
Well, one of the things that concerns me about this, and it has for all these woke rebrandings, and I tie it into my early professional life. I was a graphic artist in the print media. And I worked a lot in advertising.
And he's good. I've mm-hmm. seen some of your work.
Well, thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment.
But okay.
Thank you. And in print media and in working with advertising as well. And here's what I learned about advertising. And when you are doing marketing, is you are trying to find out what the consumer wants out of your product or service. Mm-hmm. And so you can reshape, you know, or not reshape, but really clarify within your own business entity how you're going to go about meeting the needs that you want to meet in the consuming public. So the consuming public's needs and desires are foremost, and you shape
around that.
You shape around that, mm-hmm. but. These rebrandings and wokeism mm-hmm. says, how can we get the consuming public mm-hmm. to embrace what we want? It's a total reversal mm-hmm. of that. And you can start with, what was the Bud Light thing a couple of years ago?
Yep.
Using the transgender guy, mm-hmm. Dylan Mulvaney
yep,
on the, mm-hmm. on the front of the can, and how they lost... so much market. They haven't even recaptured the market share that they lost. And that was the beginning, you know, of all of this other stuff, because they decided they were going to tell the consumer what they were supposed to like.
Well, I think, David, that it was also listening to the wrong audience.
Of course.
And they were
yeah.
trying to satisfy a smaller audience rather than the mainstream America. and they change their thought processes, and that's what's going on. They're listening to the smaller voice. They're listening to the smaller voice who happens to be the enemy. Happens to be the enemy. Yeah.
Well, that's a good
bring it. Bring
it. And they happen to be the enemy because they go against everything from the Word of God, and they do not want to believe that God is real, or that God made them. That God made them as a man or a woman. And the one thing is that they don't understand God does not make mistakes.
Okay, let me clarify something, because I don't know if I heard you correctly. You said the enemy. You were talking about
the devil.
The devil.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Because,
not the people.
Because
but,
this
yeah.
is all
okay,
about just, spiritual fighting.
Yeah,
right?
At the
this
heart of it, it's
at
spiritual.
At the heart of it, it's
and
spiritual.
We're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to start sharing some scriptures that tie all this in to the Word of God. And we're going to invite you to call if you'd like to make a comment or a question. We'll do that when we come back. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Renowned saxophonist Aaron Abu joins former Miami Sound Machine members Pedro Alfonso and Manny Lopez in concert to benefit the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, a charity that blesses military veterans, first responders, and their families. This is only one night at the Lyric Theater, downtown Stuart, Florida, October the 30th. For more information, tickets are available online at lyrictheater.com or by phone 772-286-7827.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. And welcome back to A Biblical Response. And we are, I'm going to invite people, if you want to call, if you have a comment or a question, you're welcome to do that. The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And while we're waiting for that first caller, we will dive in. And I think we're going to talk about what scripturally... What do we need to look at? What's going on, and how can we interpret all this from the Word of God? So
yeah, so that's really the main point of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we come in, is we want to know what the underlying Word of God says to all of this, so that we're not walking out there without some sort of banner and some sort of answer. And I just want to take this back to the very first scripture that we use in our intro. Because it gives the reason why we go back. For the Word of God is quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so wonderful that it's quick, because I don't always feel quick. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And what are we working with here? We're working with people's souls and spirits, my own included, right? Mm-hmm. And of the joints and marrow. and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Mm. And what does it say? That our heart is wicked, mm-hmm. that we don't even know what's in our hearts. And so when we're dealing with people that do not know the Lord, do not know who Jesus is, yes. has not been given the gift of eternal life
in salvation,
they have no way of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do we take this back to Scripture? Because we have people on air that do know the Lord and some that maybe don't. And so we always want to refresh mm-hmm. people's memory, but also mm-hmm. bring truth that will help people understand that we're not out here just bashing. This isn't about bashing. This is mm-mm. about being able to love people where they are and give a foundation.
The enemy is the one who accuses and points the finger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we're doing here. Mm-mm. We're trying to enlighten and bring awareness to the truth of God,
yes.
to God's word.
Yes.
And to share, you know, I've had...
Well, we have a call, so.
Yep, go ahead. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, guy. John Nelson, familyrecover.org.
Hey, John. How you doing, brother?
You know...
Brother John, how are you?
My man, Keith. I haven't seen you on the corner because I haven't gotten down there lately.
Okay.
So, listen, this Cracker Barrel stuff is... First and foremost, you know, they're setting up because they don't think that people like Donald be in office or like-minded without the train.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the connection's not the best.
That's kind of money in the future of flipping the country. And you know, I don't know if the listeners are really up to speed on this. I have a brother that's been looking at this for a long time. This started 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't something that they formed through all Biden. This was birthed many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for a company such as Cracker Barrel to take a stand during where the country has been stopped of going fast forward with gender, whatever they want to call it. You know, we all know that it's man, woman, Jesus. It's just hoping that people that are listening to these programs, I love this program, by the way.
Thank you.
We need the people to be educated on, mm-hmm. you know, this isn't something that just started. And if you think they're going to lay down... because Donald Trump's in office for another 3 years.
You know, John, that's a really good point, because the brakes kind of got put on once President Biden was out of office and President Trump came into office. The brakes got put on all of this. So this has really come to light in a big, big way with President Trump in office. And for her to turn around and say that MAGA doesn't have to come and eat there, somebody posted on X is that the CEO doesn't get it, and if Cracker Barrel understands what bankruptcy is.
Sure. You know, that's what our God's going to help them imagine. And unfortunately, the amount of people that they employ across the country, they're not looking at what the effects are economically on families. They're looking at the fact that, like with Jeffrey Epstein, and they still can't get that stuff, you know, pedophilia, that is the main generating cause from the devil that's pushing this agenda. Why would you go, I've got a granddaughter 6 months old. Why at 5 years old or 7 years old or 8 years old mm-hmm. are they pushing mm-hmm. these mm-hmm. kids in school mm-hmm. to believe that mm-hmm. that's the right way? That's not. You should be playing with your Tonka truck. And for a parent, you know, us being in the drug, alcohol, human trafficking, I deal with the ramifications of parents not parenting their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get drug addicts that never had any proper training at home.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe those parents didn't have any proper training. You know, this is generational. And if you think that they're not waiting for a Democrat to get back in, the first thing they will do is pull the Sparrow money which is all the human trafficking money that Trump put in. That's the first thing Biden canceled, first day of business. All of the human trafficking enforcement money was taken away. Why? Because they think it's okay for these little boys and girls to be trafficked out there, or now you're trying to manipulate them at school age. I mean, we need to step up.
This is such a bigger issue than just Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
This is
when, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Is yeah, so
Arab countries are financing most of this, by the way. Qatar, people don't realize, everyone wanted to blame Saudi Arabia for a lot. They're one of the most diverse countries in the world now. Women in Saudi Arabia are able to actually leave the house without veils, and they're actually able to drive a car. That's happened in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So the Muslim interest in trying to flip us as a religious nation, they're full in. Well, if we can get everyone teaching their kids that you can be a boy even though you're a girl, you know, it skews people.
Yeah.
And it, unfortunately, it's divided a nation, and that's what they want. They want to divide the nation.
So, amen.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No. Well, yeah, it's all linked.
I'm not the smartest kid walking down the street either. You know, I quit school in eighth grade. You guys know my story. I come on there and say it openly.
Yeah, bro.
But you can become very educated by sticking to the facts and hanging around people that know the facts. And the Bible don't lie.
Amen.
It does not.
It does not. And that's why it's focal point of all of our broadcast here. Well, brother, thank you for,
checking you for calling
in with us. We appreciate it, man.
I hope we get some more people calling in, because like I said, the one thing about WCNO hitting 7 million people, possibly, and the amount of area that it covers, this radio station is a vocal point for this region of Florida.
Amen.
Yes.
We're so the only one that does what we do.
Listening in and saying, you know, this is a lot deeper than we think.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Have you guys God bless you all.
Thank
God bless you too, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
Wow. Good brother there.
Yeah, but you know, this isn't a solo act. No. Right? But look at all the ones that behind us failed. That failed because the choice, they didn't want that choice.
Mm-hmm. I do want to. You were going to bring up some scripture, and I think we need to go there, because I think there's some other things that we need to talk about before the end of the show to give a little bit of hope on this.
Yes.
Because there is hope, guys. There is hope. Amen. And I'm excited that God is, you know, he's given us a reason to search the scriptures for this particular moment.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring up a warning that's given in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. This is what it says. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. So basically, this verse is warning us that we can be led astray by what is called human traditions and worldly philosophies. Mm. And it points to the elemental spiritual forces, which is darkness, the world of demonic evil, which has infiltrated and is bearing in the rebranding of Cracker Barrel and other companies. And we are to be warned that we cannot follow these deceptive practices. We have to be discerning, right?
Right.
And the reason why we have to be discerning is because if we don't stand up as Christians and bring light to this issue, many people will fall into whatever they're trying to convince them to be, like to follow DEI, to be woke. Like the caller just said, to children may think that you can become a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy. We have to call out the false lies that are happening. And it's ultimately from the enemy. Well, from the enemy.
I'm going to give a little bit of something that I gave before what got on the air that I was reading last night, and it just popped up in my research, and it was a video that happened, I think, 3 days ago. I can't remember exactly who put it out. Let me look here. I think it is the San Francisco Chronicle. That's where this came from.
Okay.
And it was a video of Snoop Dogg, and there's some bad words in it, so obviously that's not something I would recommend anybody go listen to. But it had he had taken his grandson to see a Disney Pixar movie. Mm-hmm. It was the new one from Toy Story.
Do we know how old the grandson is, by
and,
any chance?
You know, he probably said, but I got off of it pretty quickly. I just heard what it was. And but there was a scene that his grandson questioned, and it was a brief kiss between two women who was holding, they were raising a son, and it was two women. And his grandson asked, I think his grandson was like 10. I may be wrong. Please forgive me, but I think he was. Anyway, the grandson asked Snoop Dogg, he said, what was that? Where's the man? What, you know? And Snoop Dogg tried not to step on the homosexual stuff and tried to not be inclusive, but he didn't know how to answer his grandson. He's like, I don't know what answer I give to this. I mean, he didn't want to say, yes, this is okay, but he didn't know what to say. So, I mean, we're starting to see people that would normally just say, yeah, this is great, go, wait a minute, I've got the next generation here that's asking me, what do I say to this when I know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he obviously knew there was a catch in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. He may not have been able to go back to scripture and say what it was, but he knew there was a truth that was being covered up by this particular scene. And he said, I'm scared to take my grandchildren to the movies now.
And isn't it sad because Disney is supposed to be family friendly, yeah. friendly. Walt Disney founded it with Mickey Mouse and, you know,
it's been woke for a bit
been woke
underneath.
For a while, yeah.
Listen to this.
Underneath.
Carrie Burke, she's the president of Disney's General Entertainment Content Division. Mm-hmm. There is a video that came out that was leaked in 2022 where she said she wants 50% of all Disney characters to be either LGBT or from an ethnic minority background. So look at the agenda behind what Disney's doing. Mm-hmm. Look at the agenda.
Well,
look at what Cracker Barrel, in my opinion, it's just the tip of the iceberg because they can't do it all at once. They have to do it slowly. And that's why we're like, we need to pray against this, yeah. right?
We are definitely.
It's an agenda coming to our children.
It's an agenda.
And to the adults too. So.
And.
Bringing awareness.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to, you know, we want to be, it's this. I go back and say, how do I reconcile this in my own mind, in my own heart, when I am being kind and as generous as I can be to people?
Yeah.
And yet standing, you know, standing our ground.
In love. We bring the truth in love. That's what the word says.
We have
the truth in Ephesians 4. We can speak about this in a way that's not condemning them. We don't want harm to them. But we want them to be saved, and then we speak the truth in love, you know?
You know, when a storm's coming, we have people that tell us where it is, when it's going to get here, and how bad it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
People are accustomed to that. They even look forward to that. But when there's a spiritual storm in our culture, and the church, if the church is not doing
its job,
the spiritual meteorology mm-hmm. to tell people there's a storm coming, mm-hmm. this is where it is, this is where it's going to go, and this is the damage it's going to do,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, people are unprepared, and they make poor choices if they themselves don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have our job as the church. Excuse me.
Yes.
It's one of those things. Again, it's a byproduct of breathing.
It's but all good.
If the church will not speak up and speak out,
mm-hmm.
and it will not even ask God, how can we as your people discern the things that we need to point out to our culture, then that's wrong. Our job as part of followers of Christ, you know, is to do that.
Right. No, that's what we're called to do. In looking last night, there were some things that came up that was positive, if you can believe that in all of this. there were some companies that have been more woke, but they are actually like pulling back on it. And some of those are Amazon. They removed references to diversity and inclusion from its 2024 annual report.
Good.
Target reduced its DEI efforts and eliminated some DEI-related positions. PepsiCo and I'm just going to go down the way here. Boeing eliminated its DEI department altogether. Mm-hmm. Citigroup will end goals related to hiring a diverse workforce. Now, Disney replaced references to diversity and inclusion with talent strategy. So they just kind of rebranded their words. They didn't actually pull back. Tractor Supply cut its DEI programs after facing backlash from conservative activists. So there you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, our dollar does matter. I walked last night into a Tractor Supply to find some ant killer last night. So that's what caught my attention today. But anyway, we are getting ready to take a break.
We're going to launch into a break. We'll be right back. Now, this break has music in it and Wilson singing My Jesus.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Disappear. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go on to if you could. Who can work it all for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about. Guilty, who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Welcome back to A Biblical Response, and we have certainly been responding biblically. The keynote was the Cracker Barrel's rebranding and the wokeness surrounding that, and we kind of took a deep, there's a phone call.
All right, let me just grab that phone call.
Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning, Brother David and Anne.
Anne Marie.
Hey, Anne Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I just wanted to say that the thing that I think about with all of what's going on, you know, we in our generation knew about the importance of family.
Mm.
And I think that's really what's under attack.
Yeah.
Whether it's a restaurant mm-hmm. that a family walks into, I think businesses are trying to be more alert to the things that are stirring up the chaos in our nation,
mm-hmm.
that our nation is in a desperate place of trying to get back to an awareness of God. I know that for a fact, in mentioning about Cracker Barrel, they had faith-based gifts in their gift shop. Mm-hmm. I remember buying a bracelet that had things about faith and
yes.
hope and love. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really under, excuse me, under attack, like Brother Keith was saying, with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with what Pastor David was saying about the church being salt and light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a popular place that we have to take a stand, but I remember back in our generation, we used to do something called a boycott.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I think at this situation, we just have to take our stand and our faith. And we have to point people to the Word of God because the time is short.
Amen.
And I've been just sharing with people that the Lord's coming back, and that's really what's coming around. And I just thank God for your program, because the most important thing is to be the watchman on the wall, and I believe that's what you all are. And I believe that in the world, people are seeking for their family to really come back to an understanding of how to love each other. And that's only going to be found through the roadmap of the Word of God.
That's a
so
big
God
amen.
God bless you all and love you
thank
all very
you,
much.
Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
Anne Marie. God bless you.
You.
Have a good day.
Keep yes. pressing on.
Amen.
Thank you for the encouragement.
We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
I think Anne Marie. Oh, go ahead, David.
Well, I was just going to Anne Marie, and again, thank you for calling, and we appreciate your support all the way. But I was thinking during the break that. And we've had some folks call, and we're not too crazy about our format and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect their opinion.
Yeah.
We all respect your opinion. What I have to say is this, I hate to be a name dropper, but I think it's important to say that we don't just arbitrarily throw program formats together around here. This particular program has been in the works for over 3 years in terms of the manager and I talking about what we thought God was calling us to do as part of what God was doing, expanding our reach, expanding our commentary, and proliferating more important ways of reaching our listeners.
And sharing the Word.
Sharing the Word. I mean, ultimately, whatever we do, it has to be related to that.
Sharing the Word.
So this program, we've been in dialogue and prayer about it for about 3 years.
And you know, David, one of the things that we keep constantly is the cornerstone here,
mm-hmm.
other than Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
Yeah.
But we constantly talk about the deception that is going on mm-hmm. around the world, and that's where the people need to open their eyes. It's under the deception. And believe it or not, this is one of those things where people are being deceived on actually what is going on with Cracker Barrel.
And I think Anne Marie had a really good point of the generations and mm-hmm. breaking up mm-hmm. the family because, you know, what is it that's going to take to break down this nation is breaking down the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it only takes in Judges 2:6-7, mm-hmm. it talks about Joshua, and then it talks about in one generation, it went from Joshua's elders who served the Lord to Baal.
And this is... This
go ahead.
Because I was going to bring that up that you
ahead.
Were talking about
before
the program. Judges chapter 2, verse 17 here, it says, "Yet they would not listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods and worshiped them. Mm-hmm. They quickly turned from the ways of their ancestors, who had been obedient to the Lord's commands." And this is what's going on.
And a generation, I mean, it's 20 to 25 years is is all it takes, you know,
to obliterate one generation.
Right. And I grew up with Disney. I grew up, I was born in 1955. I grew up with Disney. I grew up with all, the great cartoons. And today you can't put any of that in there. It's all been changed with the agenda, with the hidden agenda from the enemy. And that's what we're trying to protect here.
Well,
that's what we're warring against.
It may be a woke, what am I trying to say? It may be woke, but we need to wake up.
Right.
I mean, they may be woke, but we need to wake up.
The Christian family needs to wake up.
And that is the thing.
And speak out.
Yeah, and we don't have dinners around the tables anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't have conversations. And I say that very carefully because I know there are some people that do.
Yeah.
But for the most part, because we are busy. We are busy, going from one thing to the next. And that's something that the Lord's really been laying on my heart recently is get quiet before me.
Mm-hmm.
Know me instead of what all is going around every place else. Just know who I am. Put your eyes on me. And how do we best do that is to get into the Word to know what the Word is saying. And, as an adult, it is so, and I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you, Keith, as far as age. And as an older adult, I did not take that as seriously. And if I could give any younger person from, teenage years up to, childbearing years, take that time, no matter what else you're doing, take that time because with the Lord, because if you don't, your children won't see you doing it. And that is important for them to see you setting with the Lord. Be an example.
Mm-hmm.
Be an example. I know this Cracker Barrel thing has gone a totally different way than maybe we thought, but it does go back to the foundation of God built the family. I mean, that was what started this whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be very careful with our next generation. And going into Cracker Barrel doesn't seem like a big deal. You're going into, eat your dinner and get your body.
I'm not going back there.
Well,
I'm not going back there.
I didn't go there anyway, but I'm just saying,
And it's the roots are deep.
It doesn't seem like a big deal, but it is.
It is a big deal. And who is the CEO that is making these decisions? And what are her beliefs?
Yeah.
What are her beliefs?
That's smart to research that, Keith, you were doing.
Mm-hmm. What are her beliefs and where is she coming from that she feels that she has to take Americana out of America and sterilize it to fit into a small percentage agenda?
And how can we pray for her?
And how
her
can we pray for
to
her?
Be changed? And go ahead, Ian.
Sorry to interrupt. The word that keeps coming to me as I was praying late last night, I'm like, God, how should we end this program? And we only have, 8 minutes left? It goes by so fast.
Yeah.
But the word that keeps coming to me is we as Christians need to have discernment. Okay, in 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon asked for discernment because he wanted to lead the people with a discerning heart. So as Christians, the illumination of Scripture through the indwelling Holy Spirit is the fundamental necessity of all discernment. And like Stephanie and Keith says, and David all the time, if we don't diligently study the Word of God, how are we going to have true discernment? When you read, when you study, when you meditate before the Lord, He works on your heart so you can discern. Like, we discerned what's happening at Cracker Barrel, but maybe there's lots of people who didn't even see this as something that's a big deal, but it's an agenda that's coming from the enemy to rid our culture of God in anything. Like, in the 70s, when I was born, I could watch Tom and Jerry, and I could watch Smurfs, I could watch Flintstones.
Right. Good stuff.
And it's innocent. But now, you turn on Disney, and like Stephanie said, you got two women.
Stuff.
Like, it's ridiculous. You have Little Mermaid back in 2023, and they had, they put a woman who's purposely black because they want to promote their agenda. There's nothing wrong with black, but they're trying to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, which are code words for woke.
And on that
they're
part,
spreading their agenda.
When I saw that, though, I was so happy that they did bring that into it. So it's this, they're my friends. So hard to go, what are they doing? That did not give me a pause for thought on that one.
Okay.
It just didn't. And yet, I'm looking at it now, and it's like, okay, how does that play into what we've got today? One of the things that Keith said, you used a word, and I wrote it down, and it was the word sterile. And I thought, wow, this is the sterility of the gospel. That is what it is trying to be perpetrated on our next generation, especially.
They got people like Keith, who's white. Like, I have white people apologizing to me because they're white. They're trying to make people feel bad because they're white and they're not black or brown.
Well,
you know?
And if people don't know who you are, give us your back. Give us your
I'm Filipino American. Yeah. So what they're doing with this DEI is they're trying to elevate the minority culture over whiteness. And we're all equal in God's eyes.
Right,
it says in the word, we're all equal in God's eyes. Go ahead, Keith.
No, you see what they're... They're trying to blame you for being white, who God created you to be.
Yeah.
So they don't see God at all in the picture, you know, for who they are individually.
We're all created in God's image.
Amen.
And we're all the same.
And so what is this doing? This is bringing division, right? This is bringing division, but not by... They're bringing division, but not... When I say they... It's the enemy. It's bringing
spiritual
division.
Enemy.
Yes.
Not by what the word of God brings division. That verse that I read, it does. It is divisive. It not divisive. It is division.
Spirit and soul.
And of spirit and soul. And what spirit are you being led by? And so you have to use the discernment that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. You have to use wisdom. You have to use the scriptures that will bring forth the truth that you cannot... fail if you are, I say you cannot fail. Oh boy, this brings doctrine stuff into it. But what I'm saying is, if you utilize the tools that God has given us to use, you will prevail. And perseverance is part of the gospel. Mm-hmm. So we're not any of us going to be perfect. And yet, the perseverance of the gospel, of going back to those things that God has given us to use.
Yes.
And to be able to discern. And to love.
And to be the salt and light in
Matthew
5. And
to be the salt and light.
Yes.
And look, I'm not afraid to speak truth, but I always try to speak it in love.
I think the word calls us to speak it in love.
It does, but we don't always do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not always there.
Here's a verse that comes to mind really quickly. Galatians 3:28. It says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So they're trying to... They're trying to have a scale of different races that are better than others, and it's coming through DEI. So I just look at what the word says, you know? We're all one in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Should we say a prayer, David, or what do you think?
Well, we could.
Okay.
We could do that. We're trained. Many of us do it every day. Why don't you pray? You have about a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay. Lord, I just pray for our listeners. I pray for the church in general. And I pray, Lord, for a discernment that comes only from really sitting in the word of God. I pray for a hunger to resonate in those, Lord God, who don't see the word of God as central. It is key, because you are the word, it says in John 1. And I pray for just for the church to be awakened during this hour, Lord Jesus, to stand for what's truth and what's for righteousness, Holy Spirit. We pray for those who don't know you, Lord, the CEO of this company, those that are falling prey into these empty philosophies. We pray that they would come to know you, that they will be saved, Jesus. Use us mightily, Lord God, in this world to be your truth and light and to share the gospel, Lord God. We want all to come to salvation, one to perish, as it says in your word, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we just, we pray for your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, and that's so true. Well, our time is rapidly deteriorating, which it does, you know, because we're living in linear time, and so there you go. But thank you for listening, joining us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. We will be back next week live, unless Jesus comes, in which case it's kind of a toss-up. I think all of us will be with him. I don't know. Hopefully most of you will be, too. Anyway, God love you and be blessed.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of A Biblical Response. If you have issues of the day you would like us to explore, email us at WCNO@WCNO.com. In the subject line, write David@A Biblical Response. Remember, when you are challenged by what you see,